Let's turn off this cell phone and let's get into it. Let's go in there.
Let's go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Don't Go In There podcast. I'm Bill Reed, joined as always by your hostess with the mostest, Ashley Ernie. And this week, we are going to be covering the legend of... Yeah, I can't say that. Go ahead, Ash. You take
it. It's La Llorona.
La Llorona. That's what I was going to say. No, it wasn't.
Bring back your 8th grade Spanish class.
You're adorable. You think I was an ace in Spanish class in the 8th grade?
What, do you have French class or just not take a class?
I didn't have a language, I don't think, in a foreign language in 8th grade.
All right. Everyone who did have a language in middle school, check out our social media at Instagram, don't_go_in_there, Twitter at don't_go_in_there3, Facebook, page and group, don't go in there, and then let us know what you think of this episode, any true crime, paranormal things you want us to cover, or your personal stories we would love to hear. So email us at don'tgointhere19@gmail.com.
Yep, and don't forget to check us out on Podbean and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever else you listen. That way you'll always be updated with new episodes from your favorite podcast. That would be us.
Yep. Guys, so also check out, we have a Patreon. We have 3 different levels that if you want to, you can support us. It truly does help us and we truly do appreciate it. It helps us keep recording new episodes for you guys. So head over to Patreon and check out the different levels.
Yeah, and it would probably help a little bit because now I got to get a new modem because I can't keep connecting to Ashley. She keeps freezing on my computer.
Yes, to make this smoother for all of us.
Don't forget to check out our new website on Wix. We'll put another link to that on the show notes as well because it's still a mouthful to say. But yeah, so that's the... Oh, actually, no, that's not the business side of things. Ash, you have some credits and resources that you talked to. That you didn't talk to, but you got your information from.
Yes. I didn't talk to them, but I did pull information from Wikipedia.org, LegendsOfAmerica.com. Obviously, I used the movie Coco because it's a great movie.
Obviously, because that's where all your information to come from is Disney movies.
I do. It's like when everyone else watches murder documentaries, which I totally do, but I also watch an unhealthy amount of Disney movies, and that's where I get a lot of these from. And lyricstranslation.com, because clearly this is going to be a lot of Spanish references, so I needed some translation.
Well, I'm glad you did all of the Spanish-speaking stuff, because I can barely speak the English language, so. Well, since that's the business side of things, what do you say, Ash? Oh, let's go in there.
Let's go. This week we're going to be talking about the legend that is in Latin America. Specifically, it's a Mexican folklore called La Llorona, which means weeping woman, the weeping woman, or the crier. It's also one of their most famous oral legends. The legend of La Llorona is traditionally known throughout Latin America and Mexico and South America. It was early published reference of La Llorona occurred in a sonnet written by Mexican poet Manuel Carpio, hope I'm saying his last name right, C-A-R-P-I-O, in the late 1800s. The poem makes no reference to infanticide, which is the act of killing a child or a baby, but rather that La Llorona is identified as a ghost woman who was murdered by her husband. So we'll cover kind of 2 different angles that this legend comes to be at, so then you guys can kind of make your own guess of which one it wants to be. It is said that La Llorona is a tall, thin spirit and is said to be blessed with this natural beauty, has long, flowing black hair, wearing a white gown, and she roams the rivers and creeks, wailing into the night and searching for her children that were dragged screaming into their watery graves. So if she had children, they died in the water, and she's roaming the banks looking for them.
Oh, wow.
So according to the legend, in the royal village where this young woman lived, her name was Maria. She came into a poor family, but was known around the village for her beauty. One day, an extremely wealthy nobleman was traveling through her village. He stopped in his tracks when he saw Maria. Maria was charmed by him, and he was taken by her beauty. And so he proposed to her, and immediately she accepted. Red flag number one.
Not
you don't know her last...
Not even a 90-minute fiancé. you know?
It was
it was the 90-minute fiance, not the 90-day fiance. I can't imagine this could end well.
No, it's like you don't even know her last name yet. My goodness.
Jeez.
So eventually the two were married, and Maria gave birth to two sons. Her husband, because he was always traveling, he would stop spending time with the family. When he came home, he only paid attention to the children, and as time passed, Maria could tell that her husband was falling out of love with her because she was getting old. So she was losing some of her beauty, and this guy didn't want anything to do with her anymore. Typical guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just
judge me and my kind based on a legend.
So one evening, Maria was on a stroll with her two sons, and it was on a shady path near the river. Her husband came by in a carriage with an elegant lady beside him. So he, I want to say upgraded, but like downgraded. Like he got a younger wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Seems, you know what like I mean? The appropriate action to do.
Yeah. It's not an upgrade because it's a dick move, but she's, you know, younger, hotter. You know how these guys do it.
Damn guys.
So, damn guys. He stopped and spoke to the children, but ignored Maria. And then he drove the carriage down the road without looking back. After seeing this, Maria was so angry and hurt that she went into a terrible rage and took the children into the river and drowned them. She realized what she had done and searched for them, but the river had already swept them away. Maria broke down into the inconsolable grief, running down the street, screaming and wailing. Days later, her husband came back and asked about the children, but Maria started weeping and said that she had drowned them. Her husband was furious and said that she could not be with him unless she found her children.
Well, Maria, obviously, she's never going to find them. She'd just kill them.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, maybe he wanted to, like, properly bury them or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he should have just never left.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not excusing her killing her own kids, but...
Oh, no. For sure not. But I mean, she was just probably pushing her last limit. Like, she literally saw him cheating on her. And he only loved the children, so she wanted that love back.
Yeah.
So Maria mourned them day and night during this time. During this time, she would not eat, and she walked along the river in a white gown searching for the boys, hoping that they would come back to her. She cried endlessly as she roamed the riverbanks, and her gown that was white became soiled and torn. Because of her refusal to eat, she grew thinner and thinner and thinner and appeared to be a walking skeleton. It is said that she finally died on the riverbank.
You know, that's like a recurring theme. I wouldn't say recurring, but you see these legends a lot where the mom drowns her kids or kills her kids and then is seen walking around aimlessly in the afterlife looking for the same children that she killed. It's kind of bizarre in that way.
It really is. And it's like some of them think like, if they kill them on Earth, they're getting them out of some situation and then they're going to be reunited when they cross over. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's not the case because the parent might be stuck here because they still have unfinished business or stuff to whatever.
Yeah.
I think a reoccurring thing is you always hear about ghost ladies like the woman in white or the woman in, you know, the white gown or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just think that's creepy.
Yeah. And it's just not the legends. Like you hear about this today where there was a big case not too long ago where mom actually packed her kids into the family car and went to drive off a cliff with her kids in the back. And if it wasn't for, I think one of the kids actually called the cops or somehow got a hold of somebody and she was stopped before she could do it. So it does happen even today. It's not like a legend thing where this never happens. It happens, frequently, but it happens enough.
Well, how about the one that had all the kids in the car and drove into the ocean?
Yeah.
And thank God they were rescued.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what snaps in a mother's mind to do this? To like, just completely want to wipe out yourself and your whole family with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's crazy. Eventually, Maria killed herself by intentionally drowning in the same river that she took her son. So she ended up basically starving herself And then she died on the riverbanks. Basically, she probably fell into the river and drowned in the same river that her son drowned in.
Yeah. She probably wasn't all that strong either, since she hasn't been eating, and she's basically dwindled down to a skeleton. So
yeah, she's probably swept away. If she fell, she was right in.
Mm-hmm.
So not long after her death, her restless spirit began to appear and began walking on the banks of the river when darkness fell. So now she spends eternity looking for her lost children, and she can always be heard weeping for her children, earning her name La Llorona, which means the weeping woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Very. So it is said, if you hear her crying, you are to run in the opposite direction. And if you hear her cries, they could bring you, serious misfortune or even death. Kind of like an omen, or you just don't want it to happen to you.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like happen. Yeah, it's almost like hearing the scream of a banshee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but many parents in Latin America use this story to scare their children from staying out too late, which I thought was funny. And then I started thinking about what our parents would say to make us come home early, the boogeyman's going to get you if it's the street lights come on or something.
Yeah.
So we have our own too.
Yeah. Every culture, that's basically what folklore is a way to scare children into behaving correctly. It's just nowadays you have the internet to debunk everything, and damn cell phones. Damn kids in this generation just don't understand.
You sound like such an old man. These damn kids.
But it's true. These damn kids in their generation.
Oh, no, for sure. They don't believe in anything. Nope. Not these folklores.
Nope. Just iPhones and vape pens.
Ew. So it is said that La Llorona might snatch children and throw them into the river if they're caught, being out too late. La Llorona kidnaps wandering children at night, mistaking them for her own. She begs the heavens for forgiveness and drowns the children that she kidnaps. People who claim to have seen her say that she appears at night or in the late evenings by the river or lakes wearing a white gown with a veil. Some believe those who have heard the wails of La Llorona are marked for death or misfortune. Among her wails, she is noted as crying as I, Mimi, hosts, if I'm saying that wrong, I'm so sorry, but it's translated, oh my children, or oh my sons. It is also said that she cries out, donde estás, Mimi, hosts, which translates into, where are my sons? And she scrapes the bottom of the river searching for them. So she's now has this internal search ongoing for her kids that were probably swept down river into the ocean, whatever. But what I don't understand is, how is kidnapping and drowning other kids replacing her kids? How is that going to get you into heaven?
Well, I wonder if she mistakes them, didn't realize it's not them, and then kills them.
Maybe. That could be it.
That could be it. I could have solved the mystery.
Don't stay out at night.
I don't. I'm in bed by 9.
That's what all kids need to learn. They stay out past 9, La Llorona's gonna get you.
And then murder you.
So it is also said that her wails sound near when she's actually far away in the distance. And then when her wails sound like they're far away in the distance, she's actually very near.
She's a little trickster.
She is. And that would scare the fuck out of me. First off, I would always get them reversed, because if you hear something close to you, you want to jump. But then it'd be like, oh, okay, she's far away. And meanwhile, you turn around, she's right behind you.
That wouldn't be good. Definitely not good. No.
I mean, this legend, this folklore kind of painted her as this really beautiful girl. But the whole time I was kind of writing this and thinking about this, I was thinking about the movie, which I did not watch. I don't know if you saw the movie La Llorona.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it came out, I think, last year. And the whole premise of it was she snatched children. But it almost looked like the girl from The Ring. And I've only watched previews because I'm such a scaredy cat, even though I love true crime, paranormal stuff. I can't watch scary movies. I get so scared. But it looked like the girl from The Ring. Basically, the long black hair over her face, and she was just snatching children left and right.
I do feel like that's overdone with the long black hair over the face, drenched, wet, looking.
Yeah.
Hey, give me something
you
else.
See a blonde.
Yeah.
You can make her blonde or a ginger.
Listen, no, we are defeated. We don't need to be. We already steal souls. We don't need to be scaring children too.
You already scared children. Just kidding.
Face scares children.
So some other things about La Llorona. It is said that La Llorona can be seen drifting between the trees and along the shorelines or floating on the current with her long white dress like spread out over the water. On many dark nights, people would see her walking along the riverbanks crying for her children. One witness said that when he was a boy and his family, well, I guess, were out on a trip, they did see La Llorona on a creek river bank. The family was sitting outside and they saw this tall, thin woman walking along the creek. She seemed to float over the water, and when she started up the hill, she just vanished. However, moments later, she reappeared much closer to them and then just disappeared. Family looked for footprints but found none. So some ballsy ass family, because if I saw you go up a hill, vanished, and then you were super close to me, would not be looking for your footprints.
No. And I feel like she already did you the favor of finding her. She came closer. So just kind of like stay where you're at. If you're actually looking for her, she'd show up again.
But also, that's not like a great sign. So you might as well just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So coming back to the movie Coco, they have the grandma who's on the other side. She ends up singing this song. And I thought it was very interesting when I was reading the lyrics. So doing an interpretation of the song La Llorona, an interesting view on this legend is that the singer interprets La Llorona, I don't know, just the whole folklore in general, but wrote this song in interpretation of feeling trapped by a woman named La Llorona, and who this woman fell in love with him. But even though he wants to leave, she weeps. And even though he tried everything in his power to leave her, he feels trapped because he pities the woman. Because every time he tries to go, she cries. Some of the lyrics I thought were interesting. It says, "Yesterday I cried for you because I want to see you, La Llorona. Now I cry for you because I saw you. Yesterday I cried because I wanted to see you, La Llorona. Now I cry because I saw you. Alas, La Llorona, Llorona, Llorona dressed in light blue. Llorona, Llorona, Llorona in light blue. So even if it costs my life, Llorona, I won't stop loving you." So maybe we'll play a song in the end because I'm definitely not America's next singer here.
Don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know how that would work, actually. We might get sued.
Maybe we'll figure something out. We'll tell it, go watch Coco.
There you go. Go watch Coco, or maybe we'll try to put a link to a YouTube video. Yeah. And then they can get sued.
Yeah, that's what we can do.
Yeah, because I'm not getting sued. This is a hobby. I don't need to be getting sued. I already can't afford
to do Wi-Fi. Yeah, we need to work on the Wi-Fi before we work on getting sued.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
So we'll post a link to the song that you guys can watch on YouTube legally, because I'm not going to sit here and sing it because no one wants to hear that.
I would do it, but I'm not drunk today, so.
Well, if you do, you have to do the Spanish version.
We already discussed this. I can't even speak English. Maybe I can sing in Spanish, though. Maybe it's like a weird drunk thing. I haven't tried yet.
I think you should try.
We'll never know if you don't try.
So I thought that lyrics were pretty interesting, and there was an interesting view on the folklore. Instead of a mother who murdered her children for love of a guy, it was more of a guy who loved a woman who just didn't want to be with her anymore, but didn't want to leave her because he pitied her. But she's also dressed in like a light blue, probably dress. It's close to white.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely close to white. And it, like you said before, it is interesting how they're always in a white dress. And I know that a white dress is very symbolic to a lot of cultures. White wedding dress, can't wear white pants after Labor Day. Yeah, it's yeah, you're right. It's white is a sign of purity in that sense. A lot of cultures do use the color white for purity, and they take that very, very seriously.
But I think one thing's interesting is that when we see a ghost or something who is in white, we automatically kind of like assume it's safe. It's like almost like an angel, because it's, you know, like the light can be so white. Mm-hmm. And we assume that it's, you know, a safe spirit or ghost or whatever. Meanwhile, she's dressed in white and she's kidnapping and drowning people. So it's not as safe as we think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is the ghostly story of La Llorona, who murdered her children out of anger and jealousy, and now spends the rest of her afterlife mourning and looking for her children.
It's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. And it's kind of creepy if you watch the movie, but go watch Coco because it's a cute movie.
Well, I think Coco's actually on Netflix, so it should be easy to find.
It is.
It was.
Yeah, so guys, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of La Llorona or any paranormal or true crime story that you want us to cover. Check out our social media at don't_go_in_there. That's the Instagram. Twitter is don'tgointhere3. Check out our Facebook page and group, Don't Go In There. And give us all your feedback, comments, your personal stories at don'tgointhere19@gmail.com.
Yep, and don't forget to check us out on Podbean. It's subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever else you listen. That way you'll always get notifications when a new episode drops. If you could please, if you have an iTunes account, if you can leave us some kind of rating, whatever you feel is necessary, hopefully it's 5 stars. But it really helps us climb the charts. And if you could leave us a review, like a worded review, instead of just giving us the 5 stars, we would, or whatever stars you want to, that way we can work on our podcast a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And if you want more ways to support us, check out our Patreon. We have 3 different levels that you can support us on. Each level has its own little reward, so you get something for supporting us. We really do appreciate the support, so this helps keep us to be able to record more episodes for you guys.
Yep, and once again, whenever we release the show notes, please check out our new website. I'm hoping to get the episodes on there soon. I've been a little busy and I don't know how to do it yet. So there'll be a link on our show notes. So please check that out and let us know what you think. If you don't have anything, Ash.
Nope. That's it for this week.
That's it for this week. So remember, I did that wrong. So until next week, don't go in there.